Norfolk and Waveney cancer charity Big C has been providing support for those affected by cancer for 40 years. Here we explore the major but lesser known role the charity plays as an investor in cancer research projects taking place in our region.
It might surprise you to learn that Big C has invested more than £13 million in local cancer research and medical equipment to date. The charity's first investment in research occurred in the early 1990s to support the UAE laboratory of Dr. Ian Gibson and his research into the biology of cancer. Then in 1998, Big C funded the first chair of cancer studies in the School of Biological Sciences at UEA. Professor Dylan Edwards moved from Canada to take the position, which he held until 2016, when he moved to Norwich Medical School, in the role of Executive Dean of the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences. In 2017, he was made Pro Vice Chancellor of the school, with oversight of the university's role in the Norwich Research Park. Professor Edwards said, "Big C has been hugely important in helping to build a world-class cancer research community in Norwich. Beginning with my recruitments in 1998, we've grown to over 30 clinical and basic science research groups working on Norwich Research Park, Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and the research institutes. With the development of the new Quadrum Institute that Big C helped to fund, we're exploring how the gut microbiome and healthy behaviours can promote cancer prevention. This is a very exciting time to be working in research to eliminate the burden of cancer, and Big C continues to be vital in that mission." In 2011, Big C provided funding to Norwich Medical School for the appointment of Professor of Cancer Genetics at UEA, a role filled by Professor Colin Cooper. Originally from Norfolk, Professor Cooper is a leading cancer genetics researcher who previously worked at the Royal Marsden Hospital in London. His work at Norwich Research Park has led to an internationally acclaimed breakthrough in the form of Tiger Test, which distinguishes aggressive prostate cancer from non-aggressive. Big C provided additional funding for this project to support clinical trials. It is hoped that the Tiger Test will save lives by providing an accurate diagnosis of aggressive prostate cancer, sparing tens of thousands of men from unnecessary treatment that often results in life-changing side effects. Professor Cooper said, "I am extremely grateful for the support Big C provides. Without this, I would never have been able to build my research group at UEA, which is leading some remarkable discoveries that are already impacting on patients' lives. At the top of this list is the development of the Tiger Test. The Big C grant allows us to put in place and develop a diagnostics laboratory that can be used for the routine analysis of patient samples from the NNUH and other hospitals worldwide." Earlier this month, UEA announced a significant development in young bone cancer treatments by Dr. Daryl Green, which they described as one of their biggest breakthroughs in decades. Big C was a primary funder of the research and initially funded Daryl's PhD in molecular biology at UEA. In October 2019, Dr. Melanie Pascal joined Big C as Director of Charitable Operations and is responsible for leading and managing the charity's research program. She said, "I look forward to developing this program in the future to ensure we can continue to progress our knowledge, understanding, and treatment of cancer." Big C Chief Executive Dr. Chris Bushby said, "Big C has a long-standing vision to attract the most talented scientists and researchers to Norfolk and to help enable them to fulfill their work and progress our knowledge of cancer. It has been a very successful program with some key appointments which have played their part in changing the nature of cancer research locally. Investment in smaller embryonic projects is just as important, which without funding may never receive support and be able to proceed. We understand what a difficult climate we currently find ourselves in. Big C faces the enormous challenge of increasing demand for our services against sharply falling income due to COVID-19. But we would like to appeal to those individuals, businesses and trusts who are able to support Big C and enable us to continue to invest in the amazing research talent we have in our region, which will improve our future lives and those of our children, grandchildren, and future generations.